Hi, Miguel. Mr. Gonzalez, happy Wednesday. How's your day going so far?
Good, good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate you taking the call. And I know that you're brand new in business out on your own. That's exciting. Congratulations. Terraces, you're also pretty new to, I think it's Angie, right? That's the one you were mentioning when you, okay. And that's a contract, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So, you know, with Angie, of course, what you get is a lead, right? It's a phone number that you get. Your competitors get the same lead, but then you know, it's your job to turn them into work. It seems like you're on a job now where you spent money on the materials, you haven't been paid for the job yet. So budget's the real concern here for you about something like this, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand that. I mean, first of all, our new in business rate is actually by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. And it's my job as a pricing director to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work for you. It is a month-to-month service for a very, very good reason. Our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, obviously, this is different than Angie. This is going to get you phone calls coming directly to you, so it's a very high conversion rate. Now, I would want to do, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, even Facebook paid ads, and a website. There's not a website for you currently, right?
No.
That's okay. That's okay. We don't expect our clients to already have a website, especially our brand new clients. So, what I can do here, and believe me when I say I'm doing everything I can to make this affordable for you, because I know this is going to benefit you. I know that with Angie's, it might be hit or miss. I know you're locked into a contract, but this, like I said, is month to month. And when people don't know who to call, most people go to Google. You're going to reach a lot more people than you'll typically reach with Angie. And calls are coming directly to you. We're going to build a website for you. We're going to showcase your company, your services, your service area, put before and after photos on there. So instead of getting a lead that goes out to 6 or 8 of your competitors, you have to chase that person down, living, breathing human beings will call you directly after seeing your website. So it's going to be someone who saw something that they liked and decided to call you. You won't get calls from everyone who sees you on the first page, but that's okay. I think that's actually good because nobody's wasting your time. I talk to business owners with lead-based services, Thumbtack, Networks, CraftJacker, Angie. There's a lot of time involved trying to call somebody, and if they don't answer, you have to call them back. And then if it's a lead that you didn't even talk to somebody, you have to call your lead provider and tell them what happened. Now, that's a lot of time taken out of your day as a new business owner, especially. You've got a lot of things you need to do, and the last thing you need to do is spend time working to get work, You just want calls coming to you like most business owners, and like I said, we'll build a website for you. I'm actually going to include the website at no cost. It's a month-to-month service. We want to see the success for you in the very beginning. We know a website means not just more phone calls. It means a higher quality call. Like I said, someone who calls you after seeing your website is ready to hire you, so it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Now, what I can do here is take well over 50% off the normal cost of the service because I know you're going to love it. It is a position we're actively filling today, and I think you'd be a great candidate, a great fit for this. So normally this package with social media, paid Facebook ads, normally that's going to be $599 a month. I'm going to drop that down to $249, so it's about $8 a day, $249 a month. On a month-to-month basis. The website, I sell about 5 of those a month. I try to make it affordable when I can, but it's $399. I'm going, in this case, to include it at no cost. Like I said, we'll build, host, maintain, and update that website for you at no additional cost. I know that Angie's is a contract, and you're getting a set number of leads. You're probably paying at least $300 a month or something like that with that service. I'm going to go ahead and waive your one-time setup fee, too. So, like I said, believe me, I'm trying to make this affordable enough for you, especially with the materials coming out. Tara said you probably won't get paid on that job until this weekend, but it is a position we're actively filling. Now, we don't have to necessarily charge your credit card today. If it's something you want to do, we can fill the listing with your company, and then we can secure the spot for you, close out the category, stop calling through the area. I'm allowed to do a post-dated transaction for up to 1 week. And like I said, it would be for $249. It's a fixed rate, though, so it's a very significantly reduced rate. But it's not going to be like an introductory rate that will balloon up on you later on. As long as you choose to keep the service, it would bill once a month for exactly $249, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. Big jobs or small, it's going to be that exact same amount. Now, especially with the website. Oh, go ahead.
What's the percentage guaranteed that I'm going to get calls?
So, I mean, you're in Fort Worth, and you will travel at least for the right job. Tara says you're going to go at least 50 miles, right? Dallas, Arlington,
yeah.
Perfect. So, I mean, that's a lot of people. And I mean, you're doing mostly fences, right? Fence install, fence repair.
Concrete work.
Really?
Okay. Brick stone.
So you do hardscaping, tuck point, you know, that's a lot of different services you can be found for. Mm-hmm. So I was going to do a search for fence. It's going to be a couple of different searches if I do it that way, only because your services are you know, significantly different. Like, I know that they're all kind of outdoor related for renovations and things like that. But if I do a search for fencing, it's only going to bring up, you know, keywords related to that. If I do a search for hardscaping, which again, that's kind of the walks, the patios, the brick, that's going to be a separate search too. What's your bread and butter? I mean, I definitely want to answer your question about how many phone calls you can get and how profitable you'll be with this service. Do you want to
do more? Like a month, I get like at least 10 jobs, or sometimes I get big jobs that take me longer, like this job.
Yeah.
But
okay. So are you wanting more residential, more commercial? You want more fence work or the hardscape?
I do residential.
Okay, residential only.
Mostly.
And you have help, right? I mean, it's not just you doing all the work.
Yes, most of the time I do have help, but there's times that my help, like since I'm not I can't hire them full time at this moment.
Right. But I mean, especially if they have a concrete pour, you can't do that all by yourself.
Yeah.
But get help when you need it. So I'm doing a search right now, and I could do a separate search too for the keywords related to fences. But for the keywords related to the concrete work that you do, the pavers and, you know, patios and things like that, it looks like it's only the nine most popular search phrases. So this is not going to be everything. In fact, it's probably only about 75% of the total searches for those related services. People might type in best mm-hmm. residential concrete contractor near me, and that's not one of the things that pop up here. But you can get calls for someone who does that. If they type that in, your business will still pop up. They'll still see your website. You can still get calls. It's just that this search is limited, and it's showing 1,814 searches just for those nine most popular search phrases, just for those services. Probably be something fairly similar or even maybe more for fencing. So, I mean, and I'm not trying to tell you you're going to get 800 phone calls, right? But Google has been very clear, and it's always seemed to be true. Regardless of the area, regardless of the industry, the businesses that are on the first page see between 1% and 2% of the total number of searches for their services to translate into direct phone calls. And again, that's a phone call from someone who saw your website before they called you. So just for the hardscaping, and this is based off of the last 30 days, and then again, only maybe 75% of the total number of searches, but 1,800 searches would be 1% is 18 phone calls, 2% would be 36 phone calls, right? And it's probably fairly mm-hmm. similar for fences as well. So if you're getting 25, 30 phone calls, 40, 50 phone calls in a month from someone who saw your business on that first page when they did a search, saw your website, whether they're interested in fence work or the concrete work, if they see something that they like and they decide to call you, I mean, even that volume of phone calls, even like one out of 5, 1 out of 10 even, with 50 phone calls in a month. I mean, I know you're not starving for work, but I think really one job that wasn't going to find you any other way would make this profitable, especially at that reduced rate of $249, right?
Yeah. And then for how long will it be, 249?
That's what I'm saying. It's a fixed flat rate. It's a reduced rate for a young company, but it's not like an introductory rate. So it's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's kind of like an assistance program. It just makes it more affordable for younger companies. And then, of course, it's our job to earn your business. At that rate, especially with the website actually included, you know, and not charging you for that website, you know, we're not breaking even in that first month. We're not even remotely covering our costs. So we would have to earn your business for probably 4 months, you know, just to have it make any sense for us at all. But I wouldn't offer it to you far below what it cost us to get going here for you in that first month if I didn't know you'd be successful, especially with, you know, the different services that you provide and your service area encompassing so many people. You are going to get those quality phone calls. You will get those jobs, and I know you're going to keep the service. Your success is our success, and we're kind of investing in the growth of your business. I actually love working with small companies. I've been doing this with this company for over 12 years. I started April 17th of 2013, so I know firsthand that my clients are successful using this service, and especially being that you're kind of new out on your own. I know you've got the experience in the industry, working for somebody else, kind of doing this as a side hustle, but Tara says you're finally now really kind of taking it to the next level, looking to kind of step it up, take more jobs, kind of be more full-time with it. This is going to help you. I mean, obviously, Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It really is where people go when they don't know who to call. You'll definitely get those phone calls. Now, do you have photos of some of the work that you've done already, like before and after photos?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Perfect. So now, one thing about the website, the initial construction of the website is included. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website is also included at no additional cost. So as we send you jobs, you can certainly take more photos, more videos. You do a job you're especially proud of, you want people to know about it, just send us that content and we will update that on your website, and there's never any additional cost for that. Now, you will also get access to a website editor tool if you do want to make changes to your website on your own, Miguel. You'll be able to do that. But whether you're making changes to your website or just having us take care of all of it, there's no additional cost for that. In fact, there's no additional cost for anything. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So again, like I said, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it is going to be that flat rate of $249. It's a fixed rate that will never go up on you, and it is to the penny. So no hidden charges or anything like that. Simple, straightforward pricing on a month-to-month basis. So like I said, it's a position that we are actively filling. When Tara sent this over to me, I actually got pretty excited because I can see that you're brand new out on, in fact, she put it in all caps. She wanted me to make sure I saw it. It says new business out on his own officially, now going full force. So that is exciting for me because I know this is going to help you accomplish your goals, and I'm really excited to be a big part of it. Now, do you have any questions for me?
Just a payment type, like right. When would I get charged?
Yeah, that's,
I mean,
that's,
I'm turning
that's
you on.
What I was, that's, no, absolutely. I appreciate that. That's exactly what I'm saying. So we are required to fill this particular listing today, which means that we find the right company to work with. We get things set up, started, not necessarily billing you today, but as long as this is something in good faith that you definitely do want to move forward with, because Tara did put in the notes that you've got a lot of money going out, your own money going out for the materials on
yes.
the job, and you haven't been paid yet for it. But you are kind of, and I know that, you know, we accept MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover. A lot of businesses use that credit card because they know that their payment is not actually today. In fact, you'll have usually a couple of weeks before the end of your billing cycle. And then, of course, you've got a few weeks before you actually have to make that payment. So, I mean, it is the exact amount of $249. Is that something that you would be able to do today?
No, honestly.
I appreciate the honesty.
Because
I
like
really,
the clients
I want to work
jobs, so I have to spend more.
Okay. No, I absolutely get you. I got you on that, and I appreciate the honesty. A lot of times, instead of just being honest and upfront with me and giving me the opportunity to find something that would work for that for a business owner, a lot of times instead of saying, hey, I don't have the money because I'm spending all of my money right now on materials, a lot of times they'll just say, you know what, I've got more work than I can take on anyway. And, you know, obviously that's not true. They wouldn't be taking the phone call to begin with. So I appreciate you being honest with me. And like I said, you know, we don't need to bill your card today. We can certainly do a post-dated transaction for up to a week and still close out the category, still fill the listing with Destiny's Construction, and then obviously we just won't start building out that website until we're able to get things going here for you officially.
Yes.
But
well, let's do that, and when can y'all give me a call to start it?
Well, yeah, I mean, today's Wednesday.
I'm going to take a leap of faith, and I'm not scared of success. That's one thing. Let's do it. I could do it Monday.
Monday, I was going to say.
But you could put me in.
You said this weekend is when you're going to get paid. That's what Tara put in the notes
here.
So yeah, I mean, today's Wednesday. Monday's less than a week, so that's going to be perfect for you. Let me see. Monday's date is the 25th. We can get things started on Monday. We would get you through to a client interview technician, and it's exactly like it sounds. It's a client interview. We're going to talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, talk to you about your mission statement, anything unique about your business, you know, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that on Monday. We'll, of course, start building out your website. We'll ask you to email us any photos. In the meantime, do think about photos that you might want on your website. And then I did want to get a little bit of information here from you so that I can officially build this listing with Destiny's Construction. And that's how you do want the business to be branded, right? Now, is that Destiny with the apostrophe S, right? Destiny's Construction.
Yes.
And then, now, the Angie profile actually does have a physical address, but correct me if I'm wrong, your business is technically, I mean, it's service-based, right? You only go to the customer, no one comes to you, there's not like a brick-and-mortar location that you want the public to know about?
Yeah, no, no.
And that must be your home, your residence, right, that address?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Yes.
Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home, kind of run out of the truck, and Google doesn't want to list a street address because they don't want someone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you're going to be listed Fort Worth, Texas, not even that 76106 area code, or I'm sorry, zip code, and then, of course, you know, we can target anywhere in your service area. We'll target specific cities. I know you told Tara 50 miles. We don't draw a big circle around you, so you can go a little bit farther in one direction versus another. If there are places even 10-15 miles away that you really don't want to go, neighborhood you don't want to deal with, people who you don't think can afford your services, I mean, you can tell us that too, and we don't run your ads there. So it's going to be, again, very targeted.
Yeah.
We'll target specific places you definitely do want to be found. Our client interview technician will go over all of that. Go ahead.
Yeah. That sounds good. I mean, I don't deny my work to nobody. If they can afford it, I try to work with them.
I like that. You know, my
job is, to me, is it's art. You know.
Know what? I mean, I can get that from talking to you. I mean, I understand. I mean, I can just sense the passion that you have. And then I was actually looking on your Angie profile, and it doesn't always have the accurate information, but I think in this case they're pretty close. It says, we pride our company on reliability, great communication, integrity, and quality work, striving to make all clients repeat clients. So you really do, you know, take pride in your work. And like you said, everything that you do is like a piece of art to you. You're an artist, and you're doing everything you can to make that potential customer very happy and a repeat customer.
Yes.
That's going to come across. It came across when I'm talking to you, and when a potential customer is calling you after seeing the website that we build, that's going to come across too. I know sometimes with Angie, the hard part is just getting somebody on the phone to begin with. or somebody who's looking for more than just an estimate. This, like I said, those calls coming directly to you, you're going to love it. Now, the website that we build, of course, will have, everybody is going to call you directly. Everything has a click-to-call feature, and they'll call you directly. The website will also have a contact form. If maybe it's after hours and someone is looking at your website, they want to make sure that you reach out to them. They can fill out that contact form. You get a text message, you get an email, and anything they type into that form, they tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, etc. That repopulates on your tracking system as well, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, it will be listed on your website. If it's a personal email, that's perfectly fine. We just don't show it to anyone. It would still be attached to the contact form. What is a good email address then, either for you or for your business?
Your business. destiniesconstruction@gmail.com.
And then, of course,
but no apostrophe on there.
Yeah, no apostrophe because it's an email. But destiniesconstruction@gmail.com. So the name of the business at gmail.com. We can definitely put that email right on your website so people can see it. If they want to email you directly to that email or use the contact form. And, of course, we'll use that email for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. Now, we will, in a second here, look on Monday to schedule that call back with our technician, your client interview. I did want to do one other thing right now, which is to add a little bit of extra protection on your account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question with the answer that you'll provide. And if anyone from Destiny's or anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Destiny's Construction, we would, of course, expect it to be you. And we may still, from time to time, ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And if anyone calls you and they're not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, they will need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that information to you, then you should not entertain that phone call. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
My first pet.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Tommy.
Is that T-O-M-M-Y?
Yes.
Okay. Type it in twice to confirm, but you're all set and squared away there. And then although we will not be processing the payment until Monday to secure the listing for your business, so we close out the category and work exclusively with Destiny's Construction, how did you want to secure that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what was
that? It's Master.
And is it Miguel Gonzalez on the card? Any middle initial or the business name?
Miguel Gonzalez Ramos.
Ramos, okay. And is Gonzalez with an S at the end or a Z?
A Z.
A Z, okay. So Miguel Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, Ramos. And then Miguel, M-I-G-U-E-L. And you said it was a Visa, right? That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do.
No, it's a Master.
Oh, a Master
Debit.
MasterCard, gotcha. That's going to start with a 5. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are. If you want to read it 4 digits at a time, I will repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
5172.
Mm-hmm.
7901.
Yes, sir.
0699.
Was that 26 or 06?
06.
0699.
9193.
And then the expiration month and year?
0629.
Okay, 06 of 2029. And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
290.
290. So 290, 290 on the back. I've got June or 06 of 2029 for the expiration date. The card itself, was it 5172-7901-0699-9193?
Yes.
And that bills at the residence, the 2813 Shad Street, 76106?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So on Monday, after we process that payment, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation, of course, the support email as well. But if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I'll get the email. Go with the email.
Perfect. So let me just pull up the – you can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. Of course, you can email 24/7. They'll follow up with you the same business day unless they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours. Of course, then they would follow up with you the following business day. Now, as far as your client interview goes, on Monday, we're looking pretty wide open here, and we will process the payment prior to this appointment. Would we be able to do what we can do as early as 9 a.m., as late as 5 p.m.? It looks like really just about
we could go early.
Available. Early? You want 9 or 10?
9.
9? Okay. So we'll schedule it at 9 o'clock on Monday. We'll process the payment just prior to that. The call is scheduled from 9 to 10, but it really only takes about 30, maybe 35, 40 minutes. You don't necessarily need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It's really just kind of basic knowledge questions off the top of your head, you know, the ones I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. You will, at 8 o'clock, receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 9, and then I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. Now, you won't get all of the emails sent out until we actually process the payment just prior to 9 o'clock on Monday, but you will receive that welcome email. That's important not just because it has our client support information on there. Most of our emails do. Your welcome email will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system won't be active until we do your client interview and maybe a day or so after that, but you'll receive by email and text confirmation when your tracking system is active. You will be able to try at any point in time. Prior to that, you might just get a message saying we're still trying to set everything up. You'll also receive an additional email, and it'll all make sense when you see it. I just want to give you a little bit of a heads up. You'll receive an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on there, but it'll give you a list of pictures that you can send us. And again, it doesn't have to be everything, but anything you send our way helps us kind of reassure Google that you're a real active business in the local area providing these services. So you'll see things like equipment, tools, your work vehicle, anything like you know, licensing or insurance, if you can send photos of that, that helps us. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you'll also receive the initial invoice. On that initial invoice, there's a link to the written terms and conditions. You're going to want to open up that link, confirm that you're allowing us to send you text messages, that you're the authorized holder of the card on file, that you know that payments are automatic and recurring, but you can stop at any time. And then, of course, you're going to want to confirm that by clicking confirm signature. That's going to do a few things. It's going to let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we've waived your initial setup fee, that we're including the website for you, etc. It does also allow us to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create the website for you. We'll also make sure that no business or no physical street address appears for your business, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. So obviously that's going to be an important step in the process. Like I said, you will not get that information until we process the payment on Monday. I am required to read a voice verification because we are Google partners. It is required of us. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost, etc. It is recorded, but Miguel, you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up now. And it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Miguel. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Miguel, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Destiny's Construction.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Miguel Gonzalez, sole owner of Destiny's Construction.
And then as the sole owner of Destiny's Construction, Mr. Gonzalez, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information, that MasterCard in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So, for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Miguel. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We're already aware of Angie, and there's no direct conflict there. But the reason we ask, of course, first of all, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or more important is, like I mentioned, we'll make sure that all of your business information is always accurate and current and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. But if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, including the website at no additional cost, the setup fee waived, with the reduced cost, that flat rate, with it being month to month, and then, of course, with the official start date being Monday the 25th, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged on Monday the 25th of August in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Again, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. It will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees. There's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional destinations, the directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And in this case, Mr. Gonzalez, we will also include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Now, that custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 25th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, and you can even pause it. Whether you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally, although I don't think that would be the case here, especially with all of the different services that you provide. But all we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Miguel, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Ramos, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
Okay, perfect. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, we'll process that payment on Monday just prior to your 9 o'clock follow-up call. You'll get the reminder email at 8, and in a minute here I'm going to send you a calendar invite.
Calendar.
That is just for your record. You don't necessarily need to respond to it, although it's okay if you do. Some people do, and there's no problem if you do. But other than that, I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm really excited, like I said, to get this going for you, to help your young business, to get your phone ring, get that website out there. Of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Real pleasure speaking with you. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you on Monday at 9, I will be on that call as well, just in the beginning, just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, and answer any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. If I am already on another phone call, they will call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. And, of course, they would already know that Tommy is the name of your first pet. But other than that, you have a great rest of the day. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be calling you back first thing on Monday.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you too, Miguel. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.